What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Tim, can you hear this craziness going on in my background?
Yeah, man, it sounds like a UFO or something.
I wish. You know, you live in an apartment, they decided to mow all at once. And they don't care what time in the morning it is. It's just like, oh, we're just going to mow. And we're just going to do one section at a time for an hour.
Man, the struggle's real.
Speaking of mowing, I saw you planted your tree.
I did, man. It's got like two little peaches on it, too. I mean, you know, they're obviously not ready, but I've never been so proud in my life, man. I actually just came from outside watering it and everything, too. So I was like, man, I'm ready to grow some peaches here in a year or so.
Are you telling me you delayed the podcast so you could water your peach tree?
Hey, no judgment. Not about that on The Positive Truth. But yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Well, here at The Positive Truth, we do uplifting and positive news. You're probably not hearing through your news source. And we have a lot to get through today because there's a lot of great things going on in the world. My first one is, did you see that one, the Heineken ad that just came out?
The Heineken ad? No, I did not. I was thinking of Dos Equis for a second. You know, the green bottle got me.
Oh.
Most interesting man in the world.
Okay, I got you now. I got you. But you don't have cable. You miss out on some of this stuff.
I hear you.
Well, there was a Pepsi ad that came out, and it was supposed to be uniting people, and it didn't exactly unite people. Did you see that?
Was that the Kardashian sister Pepsi ad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, Heineken did it the right way. I already posted it on the Positive Truth. I posted it like last Wednesday, but basically the ad came out. And they put people together. There were six people, and they disagreed on like feminism. Tim, are you clapping something in the background?
No, sir.
They had a feminist, like two people disagreed on feminism, climate change, and transsexual rights. And then they put them in a room, and they're like, "Oh, introduce yourselves. Here, make this bar together. Here, say some things you learned about each other," and they say all these positive, nice things about each other. And then they bring out a beer, and they show them a video of them talking about themselves earlier on. And so they're like, "Oh, I just don't get the transgender thing." And then the girl is like, "Well, I'm actually transgender." And it just shows how opposite their views are on these topics. And then it sits and it's like, you have a choice. You can stay and enjoy a Heineken beer together, or you can leave. And they all choose to sit down and talk about their differences. And it just shows like how divided we are. It doesn't really matter because we have so much in common. And it was a great video. That's my first positive news story. Heineken talking about bringing people together the right way.
Man, that's actually pretty cool. That's really cool. That's cool from especially, you know, a beer company. But that's really cool, especially when Pepsi did, you know, it was Kylie Jenner. I don't want to say Kardashian sister because I bet they probably get super pissed when people say that. But yeah, man, that's awesome. Awesome way to start off the show. Let me go ahead and go into my first story. It's actually really short. It's from Sherlyn, Texas. This has actually gone viral online, you know, on social media and stuff. But a son with autism was real sad about the Blockbuster in their town closing. That his family was, you know, so devastated about him being sad, they decided to build his own store inside of their house, which is pretty awesome. It's a big shelf with a bunch of DVDs that he likes, his favorite DVDs, and it has the Blockbuster signs up top, and it's really, really nice. They posted pictures to Twitter, and, you know, of course, everybody went crazy and started sharing it because it's super nice to do, and you can see, like, the happiness in his face and stuff. So make sure you guys check out our Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast. I'll upload those pictures there so you guys can check it out.
A Blockbuster? When was the last time you saw a Blockbuster?
Man, it's been years. Been years. I saw a Blockbuster kiosk machine not too long ago, maybe about a year or two ago. And I was just like, what is going on? Because you know how they have the red box machines? Like at every 7-Eleven, basically, in McDonald's.
Yeah.
They had like a Blockbuster one like that.
technology and evolution, man. Taking out everybody.
Yes, sir. Hopefully not us, though.
Exactly. Trying to stay with the times. My first, well, I guess second positive news story is about a man in a Washington Post article I read. His name is Sean Hopwood. And this dude was in jail at 23 for robbing a bank. And I don't even, it's a long form article. It's on the Washington Post. But now he is a professor at Georgetown University Law Center.
Wow. How old is he now?
Well, he went in at 23 and he is 33 right now. So 30, he's 36 wow. right now. He's 36 right now.
So yeah. Like when he was in prison, was he working on his degree?
Well, I didn't really want to spoil the article, but let's spoil the article, Tim.
Oh, my bad. I'm so interested. I was like, that's awesome. That's a huge turnaround. My bad. So many questions hit me.
In 97, he basically walked into a bank, pulled out a rifle, and took $50,000 out and got caught because in 1997. Because, I mean, it's not the easiest thing to do, rob a bank. Contrary to what Grand Theft Auto was telling you.
And so he did this in 97?
Went to jail at 23. And he's like, when he was in jail, he just started reading because, you know, he would play basketball. He had to carry a shank if his team lost. Or like the first day he saw guys doing pull-ups and like they started fighting each other. So he was like, I can't even really work out. So he started studying law. He started reading law books like twice, like just back to back. He'd read the same book twice just to make sure he understood it. And he came across in 2000 an interesting law, which was basically he found a loophole in the law that was making people go to jail for longer than they needed to. And so he started talking to people in jail, like what they were in for. And he would, since he had read all the law books, he knew like, hey, you have this opportunity to get out early because this just came out and here's the law saying they can't have you in here for more than 10 years. And so all of a sudden he was running basically his own law firm in prison, and all the inmates would come to him like, hey man, I got this. Do you think you can like talk to my lawyer, talk to someone, get me out early? And then when he got out of jail, he had like no clue what to do with his life. I think it was 2007. So I guess it's been more than 13 years, like 20 years. But he started talking to people and they gave him a full ride scholarship to Georgetown. And yeah, now he's a law professor there.
That's awesome.
That is pretty crazy story.
Yeah, like to hit rock bottom and find something and make something positive out of yourself is awesome. And do something positive for other people, it's the best way to go.
Tim, what you got?
Man, so yesterday I went to a track meet in Duncan, Oklahoma, and I got a little sunburned. I'm not going to lie. I was not prepared.
In case anyone doesn't know where Duncan, Oklahoma is, it's in the middle of nowhere. That's all you need to know. Continue, Tim.
Man, I like Duncan. I go there like a couple times a year, definitely. Ooh. You know, track meets and stuff. Well, we went to this track meet in Duncan, Oklahoma, and you know, I'm in the middle of the track. I mean, I'm trying to do my coaching thing and keep these kids in order and all that good stuff. And then all of a sudden, I look up and the 100-meter dash is going on. And I look over and I see some girls jogging and everybody's clapping. I had no idea what was going on. And I looked and I see a girl that it looked like a girl with special needs was on the track and she was running in a track meet. So, of course, you know, I get up and I start clapping. I really didn't know too many details, so I didn't want to really, you know, say anything or really talk about it too much because I had no idea what was going on. I just thought it was awesome, so I clapped. I get home, and, you know, I get on Facebook, and, of course, you know, the running community is pretty small here in Oklahoma, so everybody knows everybody that runs. And a bunch of runners started sharing this video from the track meet that I was just at. So, of course, you know, I had to read and check and see what it was about. And basically, the post says, 11 years ago at the age of 4, my daughter was diagnosed with brain cancer. And we were told if she survives, she may never walk again. Today, with the love and support from the track and field coaching staff at Duncan High School and the support of her amazing teammates, my daughter Jocelyn was able to run in her first track meet. She is truly awesome, and we are so grateful for this opportunity. If you're on the track team or coaching staff at Duncan High School, thank you so much. And there's a video you can see with her running with her teammates, running the 100-yard dash. She stays in her lane. Everybody else is staying in their lane. It's pretty awesome to see. And knowing about it now, like, it makes me think about clapping for her, because she also ran the 200-meter dash. And I remember everybody getting up clapping and yelling and stuff. And I remember how awesome it was to see everybody from different schools just kind of standing together, cheering for the same person. And I thought that was really awesome to see. And I definitely had to share that just because, you know, I got to see it in person.
Oh, that's pretty cool, Tim. I like that.
Tú sabes.
How old was she?
She was a high school age, so I'm assuming she was 15, because it said 11 years ago, and she at the age of 4. Did the math real quick. But yeah, she's about 15 years old, man, so she's a freshman in high school.
Nice. Was she fast? I mean, it doesn't matter. You had, like, yeah, you shouldn't be walking. Like, doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Definitely. Yeah, she definitely, she wasn't walking. She was definitely running. You know, it wasn't like state championship speed or anything, but she definitely finished, and it's pretty awesome. It's pretty inspiring, man.
Well, she's better than me. I ran track for 3 years and never got into a meet. So, hey, shout out to her.
All-city champ, though, JP. All-city champ.
I like that. I like that, Tim. You remember how last week we talked about how they were running a malaria vaccine, like the trial in Africa?
Yeah.
Well, I just read today that global malaria deaths have basically dropped basically a third since 2000. From 800,000 a year to, well, I guess half to 400,000 a year. So that's my quick positive news story. We got a vaccine coming for malaria, and the deaths are dropping.
How much more positive can it get?
Absolutely. What you got, Tim?
So, I know we have, you know, bad stigma on police officers, so I have a police officer story I wanted to share. A body cam shows police officers rescuing ducklings from a storm drain. It was 12 ducklings who fell into a storm drain in the south of Houston. And while on patrol, Sergeant Adam Carroll noticed a mother duck pacing near the storm drain and went to check it out. That's whenever he discovered that the ducklings were stuck inside the drain. So Sergeant Carroll and Officer Matthew Webb, they did what they did best, and they saved these ducklings. The best thing about this whole entire story is that it was actually caught on video by by body cam and the other police officer vehicle. So it's pretty dope to see, like, the ducklings and the police officers going inside to help this duck, you know, not even a human being, this duck, get their babies out of the storm drain. So good job to you, Sergeant Carroll and Officer Matthew Webb. Pretty inspiring to me.
Body cams don't just capture bad things. Yay.
And they don't just get turned off either. Tú sabes.
Absolutely. How do you get something out of a storm drain?
Man, they pulled the thing off, and you can see the officer, like, inside of it. It's pretty awesome, man. I'll definitely share it so you guys can check it out at the Positive Truth Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast.
Oh, can you imagine the stink you would have to wash off when you got home from that?
Man, you'd have to throw away your clothes, man. There's no getting that out of it.
Yeah, I like that story, Tim, but yo. I mean, like, can we get an intern for this?
Hey, rookie, get over here.
So, Tim, you went to college, right?
Yes, sir.
College was expensive, right?
Man, I went to a private university. Yes, sir.
Do you remember how much, like, books were?
Entirely too much.
Preach. So basically, tuition increased by 63% from 2006 to 2016. But the cost of textbooks went up 88% in that same decade.
Wow.
And housing costs went up 50% in that same decade. So college is expensive.
It's too expensive.
But basically, Maryland and New York, they're trying to kill textbook prices. So what they're trying to do is they're opening an open source, copyright-free textbook so that every kid can use. They're doing it basically for 7 community colleges and 5 public 4-year schools in Maryland, just to see how it works. And basically, it's supposed to, it's expected to save the students up to $8,000 a year in Maryland alone. And about $1.3 million for all the combined students in just the fall 2017 semester.
I believe it. I believe it. Man, that's huge, though. I see the East Coast is doing really, really well on making college affordable. Not too long ago, I did a positive news story about New York making tuition free for their, the people of New York.
For everyone making less than like $100,000 a year?
Yeah, which, you know, in Oklahoma, that's a lot of us, most of us. And
damn near everybody.
Yeah, real talk. And, I mean, the fact that tuition is going to be free, they made, I mean, your story about these books, I mean, that's awesome. The East Coast is really, you know, taking those steps forward that we need here for the rest of the United States to take so college can be affordable for everybody. Because after all, college is just like, your college degree is almost like a high school diploma now. It's not too big of a difference.
Speaking
your bachelor's degree, I'm sorry, not just college.
So check this out. It says since 1978, the cost of textbooks have risen 812%. Students spend on average $1,200 a year just on textbooks.
Wow.
Yeah. So open source textbooks giving you an extra $1,200 a year.
Struggle is real.
What do you got, Tim?
I mean, I'm at a positive news stories, JP.
Oh, I got a lot.
I was about to say, I know you're loaded. Let's knock them out.
So, do you like Captain?
I love Captain.
Captain is Tim's dog, if you're new tuning in. Do you like cleaning up Captain's poops in the backyard?
No, Edna does not like cleaning up Captain's poops.
So check this out. In Canada, there's a Ontario city named Waterloo. It's known for headquartering BlackBerry. But they said basically they have 115,000 kilograms a year of dog waste. And so what they've just started doing is they've turned the dog waste into energy using a process called anaerobic digestion, which happens when organic waste breaks down in an environment without oxygen. So they have these post boxes they put up everywhere, like every park. Instead of you putting in the poop in the trash bin, you put it in this post box. And they go to an underground container for 10 to 14 days. Then they're vacuumed out in a processing plant. And they're burned for heat and energy. And anything they can't use is turned into fertilizer.
That is wild. Why hasn't anybody done this before?
I'm shrugging my shoulders that you can't see.
Hey, the visual was there for me when you said that, though. I appreciate that. Man, that's awesome, though. What else you got for us, JP?
Well, it says the program's going to expand to other cities across North America. This needs to be everywhere.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I bet it will, though.
Okay. You remember the Chance the Rapper thing we did? About how...
Oh, yes, the follow-ups. Let's do this. I'm so excited.
So in case you're new to the positive truth, Chance the Rapper gave money to Chicago Public Schools. Then Beyonce gave it to Brooklyn Public Schools. And then Chance the Rapper was like, okay, I'll start my own little art program in middle schools and high schools in Chicago. Well, now Beyonce, apparently she had an album out called Lemonade. Haven't really listened to Beyonce in a long time, not gonna lie.
Dude, you might get beat up after the show. Like, the beehive is real, man.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I just haven't heard the album. I have no beef with Beyonce. Please don't send a hitman to kill me.
He apologizes, guys. He apologizes.
But basically, she's giving out scholarships now for... Basically, it's going to be called the Formation Soldiers off of one of her tracks on that album. And it's going to be 4 scholarships, 1 per college, to female incoming current or graduate students preferring studies in creative arts, music, literature, and African American studies. I like how they just keep on trying to top each other with great deeds.
Yeah, that's like the best way to go. Top each other with positive, like, things to do to the world. Like, that's the best competition ever. I can do something nicer than you can. Like, we never see that ever. And for some big artists like that, like some of the biggest artists in the world right now, because Chance the Rapper, obviously, off of his Grammy Award winning year, everybody knows who he is, and Beyonce is Beyonce. So the fact that they're doing something positive and it's just going back and forth, man, I can't wait for us to talk about another follow-up.
I know, right? Speaking of follow-ups and going green in the 2017, they found a caterpillar called a wax worm. And this is just JP read something cool this week, and I think it's positive news section of the podcast. So this caterpillar can eat through plastic.
Hey, that's a good thing.
No, that's a great thing, because you know plastic, like, there's basically nothing on the planet that's good for, like, plastic is basically good for nothing. It's good for us humans in the short term, but in the long term, it's awful.
Yes.
It's poisonous for the environment, blah, blah, blah. It's really hard to recycle. This caterpillar can eat plastic. And so they had no idea this was even possible. And here's an animal that's eating it. So they're studying this animal. It's called the waxworm. And they're seeing how it does it. And they're going to try to learn, figure out how this caterpillar does it in order for us to be better at recycling.
Man, that's awesome. That is a positive news story, man.
Hopefully we get some follow-up on that one.
Yeah, for sure. We have to. We have to check in on that for sure. I'm sure the rest of the world's wondering, like, I need to see a picture of this worm or something.
I mean, it's nothing impressive. It's just as ugly as a typical caterpillar. I'm serious.
He roasted the mess out of caterpillar just then. It's just as ugly as the rest of them.
I'm just saying, man.
Oh, man. You got any more positive news stories, JP?
Yeah, I got, let's say, two more.
All right, cool.
So you know what conversion therapy is?
No, sir.
Okay, that's a good thing because it's really awful. Conversion therapy is this idea of, like, gay fixing. Like, you go to this therapy class and they feed you with drugs and other maybe electric things no one likes. And they turn people, like, oh, when you go in this therapy, you won't be gay anymore.
I've seen something like this, like, on a documentary or something.
The whole Mike Pence thing, yes.
Okay.
Yes, this still goes on in 2017. There's a new bill proposed that basically says there's no, like, LGBT, like, there's nothing wrong with that. There's never been any scientific study to say that it's wrong or it's a disease. So they're trying to ban conversion therapy. And they basically just proposed the bill. It says one day ago, so whenever this comes out, it'd be like 3 days ago. And says, the title of the article is on the Washington Post. It says, LGBTQ people were born perfect. And I completely agree. So let's end conversion therapy, because I can't believe it's still going on.
Yeah, definitely. Let's push for that bill to go through, man. That'd be awesome.
And my last positive news story, Tim. I know you don't like to lift weights. But I feel like we have all these, like, positive running stories, and we don't have any positive lifting stories on here.
Oh, man, you are right. You are absolutely right.
So I'm coming for my craft now.
Let's do this.
So there's a guy, he's 72, he's from Finland, and his doctors are basically telling him, like, yo, you should stop working out, right? And he's like, nah, I'm going to keep on going for it, because his idea is if I stop working out, I'm going to be frail and weak. He's a power lifter like I am. You want to know how strong this dude is?
How strong is he?
This dude can deadlift and squat 200 kilos at 72. And I know you don't know what 200 kilos is, so I'll just translate that for you. 440 pounds.
That was close. I was going to guess 450. But that's a lot, man.
At 72?
Yeah, because at 20, how old am I now, JP? 28? At 28, yeah, I'm not doing anything remotely half to that.
Ask the co-host how old you are.
That's how you know you're getting old.
But yeah, I just think this is absolutely crazy. He's competing in the World Powerlifting Games in basically a month from now. He's like, I just want to win one more time.
Is there like a master's category, or is he competing against everybody else?
So in powerlifting, you're a junior until you're 23. And then from 23 to like 35 or 38, you're just a normal person. It's just open. And then it's master's category is like 40 to 50. 50 to something. You know, it keeps on going. So he's basically going to crush everyone in his master's category.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so.
But he said, he's like, I'm not as strong as I used to be, but I stopped working out, so I had to get back into it, and now I feel more healthy than ever.
Man, that's awesome. That's good to hear.
So, shout out to the powerlifter weightlifters. It's not just runners out here.
That's what's up. Shout out to the powerlifting positive news story. For sure. I actually know somebody that's a powerlifter. Like, I met her probably 2 months ago, and I started following her on Instagram and stuff, and man, like, she lifts way more than I do. It's ridiculous. She looks like she's around my size, but yeah, that's a sport I respect, JP.
Not a fist pump that no one can see. I basically just did the Tiger Woods.
Oh, man.
Tim, do you have a positive quote?
Yes, sir, I do. Today, my positive quote will be, once we believe in ourselves, we can risk curiosity, wonder, spontaneous delight, and any experience that reveals the human spirit. E.E. Cummings.
Where can they find us at, Tim?
Make sure you guys are following us on Facebook at the Positive True Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast, on Instagram at the Positive Truth. You can find us on iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
I will say this, and so we won't flood the Facebook feed, we'll post some positive news stories on the Facebook and some on the Twitter, so it's not just like 80.
Ignoring. Yeah. We've kind of been ignoring Twitter a little bit. It's time for us to get back on that.
Oh, I've been posting them. I just don't want, 80 positive news stories on the Facebook. And, like, it just be, it overwhelms our other content. We got some great episodes that come out on Friday. This next Friday, we're answering questions from the youth in our community. And these are some tough questions, Tim.
Yeah, they caught us by surprise for sure. They're definitely from a bunch of teenage kids. And definitely, you guys check it out. Maybe you guys will get something from it.
Until then, stay positive. We'll be back on Wednesday.
Tú sabes.